Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Today we're going to talk about the historical debate over pro-life, primarily the Roe versus Wade decision in 1973. Our guests are Mary and Al Badger from Friends for Life, and they've been 25 years on the front lines talking about the issue. So we're very happy to have you this morning. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Jones.
The first question I want to ask is, tell us a little bit about the background that led up to Roe versus Wade.
Well, probably the first precursor to it was the Dred Scott decision, which had to do with slavery. And basically, the Supreme Court in that time period, just before the Civil War, said that Dred Scott did not have citizenship and that he was property. Therefore, his master, so-called, could treat him in any way he wanted to. So it took the Civil War and three constitutional amendments to get rid of that. They made him citizens, let him vote, but they implied that he was not a person.
And also at that time, prior to Roe versus Wade, all the states at that time had laws against abortion, restricting abortion or prohibiting it.
Well, what caused Roe versus Wade to then be what it came to be?
Well, if you recall, that was a time when there was a women's rights movement was coming on and that sort of thing. It was actually a rather unusual circumstance. So a woman named Norma McCorvey became pregnant in Texas, and at that time she did not want to be pregnant. At that time, Texas allowed abortion in the case of rape. So she falsely claimed that she had been raped, but because of the lack of a police report, she was not able to obtain an abortion. So two feminist lawyers, took the case and filed a suit for her in her name, even though Norma McCorvey, in the course of this, said that she had lied. She was not raped. She delivered the child, but the case went on. And the Supreme Court on January 22nd, 1973, declared that a woman had a constitutional right, a fundamental right to abortion in the first trimester for any reason whatsoever, and then thereafter for the health of the mother throughout the rest of the pregnancy.
How close was the vote?
I think it was 7-2.
What caused the change in the ideas of abortion? Because up to that time, you had 50 states that were against it, and all of a sudden you have the Supreme Court for it. What was going on that made that happen?
One of the dissenting justices said that it was an exercise of raw judicial power. He said they had no basis for it. The very slight, they used the 14th Amendment. They used a clause, it's called the Due Process Clause in the 14th Amendment, that said that you couldn't restrict the rights of citizens unduly without due process.
And what about the life of the unborn? Is there any question raised
there?
Well, they
did address that. They actually said the fetus would have such a right. The fetus, a fetus is a baby eight weeks old or older.
That would be protection.
Would have such a right if it were defined as a legal person for the purposes of the 14th Amendment. But however, we need not resolve the difficult question of when life begins, when those trained in the disciplines of medicine, philosophy, and theology are unable to arrive at a consensus. So this is why now the Personhood Amendment is, they're trying to develop that, because we certainly know now when life begins.
Well, let me ask a question. This may sound rather simplistic, but if you have a situation where you have a baby inside of a womb and you don't know if it's a person or not, and you can't prove that it's not a person, that's just like having a person inside of a room and saying, I'm going to shoot them because, you know, maybe they won't die. It just seems to me like it's a very illogical position to take, because they can't prove that it's not a baby. So they're taking a risk with 50 million babies now.
That's correct.
Saying that it may not be a baby, it may just be a fetus.
And a fetus is actually defined as a young one or an offspring. What they tell the women when they come into the abortion mills is that it's a blob of tissue.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It's a little bit of information for a lot of subjects, and we thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jones.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.